Baby, are you still awake? Oh, I can't sleep. Oh, because I'm giddy. I'm silly. I'm laughing at work today. Oh, you don't want to know. You don't want to know I am laughing. No, baby, seriously, you don't. Okay. So I was sitting in work today, and I was at a bit of a loose end, and I started thinking about willies, and how silly they are. Yeah, willies, penises, or peni. Like, I was actually suggesting that the plural of penis should be peni. Is it a penises? People would agree with me. Yeah. Like, the conversation went on for a while and we were like just laughing our heads off. Talking about how silly they are. I mean, baby, they even look silly, like. I mean, look. Look at him. I mean, look. Doesn't he look so chill and peaceful there? And kind of non-threatening. He's like a quiet, contemplating old monk or something like that. Just sitting there, you know, peaceful. But if you were to say anything even remotely hot, or even move in a certain way, even when I'm asleep, he just like, boing, he'd spring into action and stand attention. And it's a transformation from looking all peaceful and quiet to really kind of like, ready, hard and menacing. So don't be fooled by how docile he looks, Annie. Don't be fooled. The guy has a mind of his own. You know, sometimes his voice is louder than the voice in my head. It's weird being a man, because it's like we have two heads talking. We have just big head here and the little head down there. And the little head overrides the big head sometimes. It's so strange. But as the joke goes, baby, it can't be easy for him down there. Because not only are his closest friends nuts, but his backdoor neighbour is an asshole. And if that wasn't enough, he takes a regular beating. That's a tragic life, honey. Oh, you're laughing at a tragedy. Oh. Come on, he's sensitive. What's the insensitive part of a dick called? The man. Do you want to hear some dick jokes? Do you want to hear a joke about my dick? I would tell you, but it's too long. Okay, so a husband says to his wife, I bet you can say something that will make me both happy and sad at the same time. So his wife says, you have the biggest penis out of all of your friends. Oh, I bet that got him in the guts. But you know, baby, it's kind of weird having one. I mean, when I look down, it's like I'm half elephant or something like that. I wish. Cheeky. But it does, when I look down, it's like a trunk. What did the elephant say to the naked man? How do you breathe through that thing? Why did the dick go crazy? Because someone was messing with its head. See, I told you, honey. Roasting a willy is fun. probably not very tasty, though. Wouldn't exactly be like a marshmallow, I don't think. Huh? Can you imagine roasting a willy and eating it? How heavy is a penis? Well, it can't be that heavy if a thought can raise it. Ha 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 ha. What did the left nut say to the right nut? Don't talk to the guy in the middle. He's a real dick. A man goes to the doctor, and the doctor says to him, "You need to stop masturbating." The man says, "Why?" And the doctor says, "Because I'm trying to examine you." Okay, we'll stop roasting Willie. It's not fair on him. It really isn't. And it's tough being a Willy, actually. That's a life of ups and downs after all, isn't it? How about we boost his ego again? Before we go to sleep. I know, baby, it's not fair. Roasting the poor fella like that. He mightn't work for me anymore, and that would be a disaster. Alright, let's give him a small bit of confidence before we go to sleep, and we'll make sure he can hear it, okay? Baby, my dick is so big, it won't return Steven Spielberg's calls. Baby, my dick is so big, I'm its bitch. Baby, my dick is so big, it has a spine. It's so big, I can play baseball with the moon. Okay, nah, it's only 4 inches. But some girls like it that way. All right, I'm going to stop now. You've gone to sleep traumatized, dreaming of phalluses all night. Good night, baby. Sweet dreams. Let's say good night to Willie. Good night, Willie.
Good night, you guys.